Welcome, everyone, to Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro with you on this Tuesday from the NovaCare Complex. As the news settles in that Carson Wentz lost for the season, Nick Foles, the quarterback for the Eagles, moving forward. And so we'll talk about all of that for you here. Head coach Doug Peterson will join me in studio in just a bit. But first, let's talk about some of the things we expect to see in this offense. The run game should be more prominent. The Eagles have run the ball very well, second in the NFL in rushing yards per game. So in our tape study today, that is the focus with Ike Reese and head coach Doug Peterson.
Blunt back in behind Wentz. First down, it goes to Blunt. He breaks a tackle. He's at the 45, the 40, the 30, the 25, and the great big train is down to the 22.
Joining us for this week's tape study, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ike.
I'm excited about this tape study, Coach, because of the run game. Run game has been pretty stout all year long. Let's take a look at some of the running plays from early in the year. Let's start with LeGarrette Blount against the Cowboys.
Yeah, so we understand what the Cowboys are. They like to play a four-man line, and one of our staple runs in this game was the trap. Offensively, basically a trap is we want to trap the three technique. That's what we're trying to do. So we're going to get guys going up and around, and we're going to pull, and we're going to kick this out, and then we're downhill with the run and just trying to displace and just create a seam or a sidewalk right there for big number 2-9. So first things first, you got to get movement on the nose. You can't just stalemate them in the hole. You got to get a little movement right there. This is one thing about, and you've played defense, and you understand, D tackles, when they come, their momentum is to charge. And when you kind of Olay them, they're on the ground. And so he's on the ground. It makes Wiz's job a little bit easier. We also went into this game, we were just going to, in coaching terms, we're going to book the end. Okay. Right? We're going to let him go. Free release. So you saw Ertz, we free released the tight end right there. He's actually blocking the end because his guy's on the ground. He did a great job right there. We got great angles here on these two blocks. And then LeGarrette does a nice little jump cut. And it's off to the races, a well-executed play by our offensive line.
Yeah, I've been real impressed by LeGarrette's ability to get through holes. His vision is nice.
His vision is really nice. And then really you're seeing a little burst after the play, and then that stiff arm has been really good for him as well.
Thanks so much, guys. Now we are joined by Glenn Macnow and his takeaways from Sunday's game against the Rams.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
So here you go. Number one. I was really eager to see the Eagles' defense against an elite offense like the Rams, who had been tied with the Eagles in points before the game. And through the first three quarters, it was a little concerning. Todd Gurley ran on him very effectively. The Rams put up 28 points in the first 46 minutes, plus the blocked field goal. But the good news was the Eagles tightened at the end when they needed to really shut him down. After Carson Wentz went out, when it relied on the defense, they came up big. You had the Chris Long strip sack. Rodney McLeod recovered that. And they stopped him two drives in a row with nothing. And that was really a pickup because the defense is going to be such a big part going forward.
Yep.
It was great to see them harden up and really play it at the end.
Tackle better. They missed too many tackles on Sunday. In defense of the defense, that first touchdown for the Rams came after a Carson Wentz interception, right. So it was a short field.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, yeah, they really came on in the fourth quarter. They will need to do so down the stretch. I agree.
Absolutely. All right, number two. You and I have talked a lot about Nelson Aguilar this year. I think last week we even highlighted him, and he did it again. After having his career-high 7 receptions against the Seahawks, he topped that with 8 this last weekend against the Rams, and the catch at the end. It was a clutch throw by Nick Foles. It was a clutch catch by Nelson Aguilar. He's a deep threat. He's a slot receiver. He's been everything. And again, I know we're going to talk a lot about going forward. He's going to be very important going forward, and it was great to see him have another terrific game.
And I think he's a very tough matchup for defenses. Mm-hmm. Out of the slot, good route runner, quick, and with the hands, Glenn. And think about it. A year ago, having trouble catching the football.
Yeah.
And in a clutch moment, Nick Foles goes to Aguilar, who makes the diving stab. Really impressive.
Yeah, very good. All right, number three. They can win with Nick Foles. I don't know how much this is a takeaway and how much this is a projection, but I thought he hadn't played much this year, just kind of, you know, victory time. And he came in a tough spot, got the lead. They scored. He was a little rusty at first, but he played well. He's done it before. He's come in before off the bench and won. They made the playoffs in Chip's first year. Foles doesn't have the mobility that Wentz has, so that's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with. The line is going to have to protect him better. The play calling is going to have to change a little bit. I don't project him to be the guy who had the 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, but you know what? He's a real good guy to have coming in right now, and to pull that game out against the Rams was the beginning of showing that.
Yeah, interesting. And hold that thought, Glenn, because we will get back to that, and we will look ahead just a little bit with Nick Foles. We've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360, including Glenn Macnell, and we'll talk about who needs to step up for the Eagles down the stretch. But when we return to Eagles 360, head coach Doug Peterson in studio. This portion of Eagles 360 was brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new Buffalo Bacon Signature Crafted Recipe. Enjoy this sandwich on your choice of buttermilk crispy chicken, grilled artisan chicken, or quarter pound beef patty. I'm loving it.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I knew I wanted to do something that had a direct influence.
I just want to do what people did for me, which is to provide me a seat at the table.
Everyone has limitations, and everyone has the ability to overcome those limitations.
Without that Temple experience, we wouldn't have a blueprint to run the company.
We've done 136 cleanups across 22 U.S. states.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be in a position now where I can help people that are ill.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be me.
Welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, we begin the Nick Foles portion of this 2017 season. Let's talk about Nick and really provide a scouting report on what fans can look forward to with Nick running this offense.
Well, number one, you know, veteran player, obviously a guy that I have history with. I was part of the Eagles when we drafted him a few years back, and really loved everything about his game coming out of college, and you know, once you get him into your building, you understand the type of player you got, and smart guy, very, you know, I want to say athletic, but he's got a really big arm, smart, makes good decisions, really not going to put you in harm's way, you know, but at the same time, you know, what you saw at the end of the game, you see that resiliency, you see the toughness. He took a couple shots in that game, he stood in there, he made a big third down, and eight to Nelson for a conversion, and helped us win that football game. So I'm excited, you know. Got to be excited, obviously. It's sort of bittersweet. Sure. We're sitting here at 11-2 and everything. Listen, it's hard to replace the guys that are injured right now, but we've always had the next man up mentality, and it's no different even at the quarterback position.
Doug, it was impressive to see, as you mentioned, Nick come in on Sunday and go 6 of 10, the 3rd and 8 completion to Nelson. How many reps had he taken with the starters? I mean, during the season.
Let's go all season.
Yeah,
Go all season. You got to think it's been even a while because he had the injury, you know, in training camp where he missed a lot of time, even in training camp taking reps. So it's been a while. And that's what you love about your backup quarterback, and I love about Nick Foles is how he prepares and how he, you know, he gets the mental reps. Now, he is running the service teams during the week, and he's getting a lot of throws and you know, doing things right there as well. And so, you know, for him to come in and do the things, I mean, there's such a calming presence with him. His whole demeanor is all about being calm and really nobody batted an eye, Sunday afternoon, when Carson, we got word that Carson might not return to the field. We just, it was business as usual. And that's what we're getting in Nick Foles.
For what Nick has gone through in his career to come to Philadelphia, all of a sudden in 2013, he's 27-2. He's a co-MVP in the Pro Bowl. And then to have that kind of taken away from him and then to come back, how do you think that's helped him to be in this situation?
I think it's really matured him. I really think it's given him a little bit better perspective on playing the quarterback position and what he wants to get out of playing, you know, and being a player in this league. And gives him a lot of confidence going forward. I know you learn from past experiences, and it just makes you probably, I would say, probably more mentally tough in these situations. And I was really excited when we were able to sign him, you know, way back in the spring and get him back here and to be Carson's backup. you never know when you're going to need your backup. Hopefully you don't have to use him, but now, like I said, I'm comfortable, I'm confident, and I'm excited for Nick Foles and leading this team.
As important as it is for Nick to play well, it's also important for the surrounding cast of players, offensive, defensive, special teams, the coaching staff. What does this do now to everybody? Is it and I know it's a difficult situation, a galvanizing kind of moment for this football team?
It's got to be. You don't get to 11-2, you know, without a lot of hard work and preparation and a lot of special guys. And obviously Carson has been one of those special guys for us, having an MVP season, obviously. I believe it was a franchise record in touchdown passes. And, you know, the things he's done this year, it's just hard to replace that. And he was having a great season. But moments like these now, especially this time of the season, I'm going to go back and I'm going to learn from the Raiders' experience when they lose Derek Carr and what they did. And I'm going to learn from that experience, even though I wasn't there, but from afar, and say, guys, this is, you know, we're going full steam ahead. And the coaches, we got to coach a little bit better. It's not about yelling and screaming and making practices harder, but it's about paying attention to detail, you know, fine-tuning your job, making sure you've got everything covered with all your players. And this is a great time now and a great moment for this team to really now to make another run like we did earlier in the season, because now really you're playing for a lot of – the stakes are a little bit bigger now, a little bit higher. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity for our football team.
New York Giants win the Super Bowl. Phil Simms goes down. Hosteller comes in. 2002, Donovan goes down. Coy Detmer goes down. A.J. Feely maintains that number one seed. Go to the NFC Championship game. 2006, Garcia comes in for Donovan. Eagles rally, make it to the playoffs. So it's certainly very capable, very possible. And Nick is a veteran quarterback. How much of a priority in the offseason, Doug, was it to get Nick in here?
It was huge. It was huge. We knew we probably weren't going to be able to keep Chase, obviously, and we were, you know, would have been comfortable with him. But to know that Nick was out there and to get him back over here, somebody that I again had that relationship with and was a part of working him out when mm-hmm. he was in college and saying, hey, I like this guy. So I feel a little bit of responsibility there as well. So it was huge for us, you know, to have that veteran quarterback, to have a guy that's played games in this league. Moving forward, obviously, real comfortable and confident in getting him ready to go.
By the way, congratulations for winning the NFC East and getting back to the playoffs.
We forgot about
that. Congratulations on that. I know a lot more to go here, right?
A lot more to go. Like I said, that's just one box we're going to check. It's a goal of ours when we open up training camp is to win the NFC East. But now you're trying to get that playoff, that bye, and hopefully, home field throughout. So, Maybe the Rams was our last plane ride for a while, and we'll see. But it's one game at a time. Nothing bigger than the New York Giants this week.
Great. Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple. to learn more and sign up today.
For self-improvement, I wanted to go back to college.
I was going down a path that I didn't really want to go down.
Community College of Philadelphia was best for me.
There's no age that is too old. You come here, you learn, you have fun, you know, have a really good result.
With my degree, I can start the nonprofit that I've dreamed of.
I want to expand on the knowledge that I had and continue to grow.
I want to help my community.
I want to do something that I love to do.
That's why I go.
And that's why I go.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
He's told that joke a million times, and you always laugh like you're hearing it for the first time. At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you got to do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like ensuring he's well taken care of, even as you build your own plans for retirement. See how Lincoln can help protect your savings from the impact of long-term care expenses at LincolnFinancial.com.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. And as we look down the stretch, beginning with Sunday's game at the New York Giants, we wonder who needs to step up around Nick Foles to make this offense go, to have it operate at a high efficiency level, leading the league in points, leading the league in red zone touchdown efficiency, second in the run game. The Eagles have really been as prolific, Glenn, as they've ever been offensively.
Yeah, yeah.
But so how to keep it going?
Yes, and obviously it gets a little bit tougher now, so who needs to step up? I'll give you my first one, and I think this is one a lot of people are thinking of. Halapulavati Vaitai does have to step up. He had a rough game against Seattle, and then he gave up the sack to Robert Quinn last week and had a motion penalty. In his defense, they ran 91 offensive plays, so if you give up one sack in 91 plays, it's not the worst thing in the world. But, again, Nick Foles doesn't have the mobility that you get with Carson Wentz. That left side of the line is going to have to play well. Wisniewski left with an injury. Whether he's going to be back or it's going to be Samalu or Warmack or whatever, that left side, particularly Vaitai, is going to have to hold up its end.
Kind of in a corresponding sense, I think that defenses will blitz Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. I think they will try to take away the run game from the Eagles. So to me, you've got to win some matchups one-on-one outside. That means that Alshon Jeffrey has to be the go-to receiver on the outside. And we've seen signs of it this year. Alshon's not an 87-catch player, but he's really been valuable using his big body, the big catch radius. I look for Foles and Jeffrey to really get on the same page here on the outside. I think Jeffrey needs to step up and beat every cornerback who dares line up one-on-one against him.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, here's my number two. Stop me if I've said this before. Jay Ajayi.
You said it before.
And he had 15 carries for, what do you have, 76, 78 yards this past week. And that was great. It's the first time they gave him double-digit carries. With Carson Wentz out, I think the Jay Ajayi becomes your best skill player. You can make an argument for Alshon Jeffrey, no doubt. But since he's got here, Jay Ajayi is averaging 7 yards a carry. I would love to see him get between 15 and 20 carries, take some of the pressure off the defense, kill the clock, and be that guy, that bell cow. As much as anybody's a bell cow these days, to me, Jay Ajayi is your guy.
Okay. Certainly need to run the football. It gives you that explosiveness. If you are stacking eight in the box, you get past that first level, Jay Ajayi has a chance to make the big play, as we've seen already in his very brief Eagles career. My second player is Zach Ertz, Eagles tight end, missed the game in California. I think Zach Ertz has to be a tremendous threat in the red zone, Glenn. And I just think that one thing that really, as we go down the stretch into the playoffs here, that we will be measuring, I'm a big believer in, as you know, chunk plays, but also touchdown efficiency in the red zone. And Zach has 7 touchdowns in the red zone. I know Trey Burton stepped up. I know Brent Celek was there. But to me, Zach Ertz has to be that comfort player, that go-to inside. Pressure's coming. Zach Ertz is open. And in the red zone, keep the touchdowns coming.
So he's been great in December.
Yep.
This year he was good in September, October, November. So if you get that step up, nothing to worry about, Dave.
So the reality is that everybody needs to step up with Nick Foles at quarterback. And that's the kind of the mantra that they've been going with since Sunday. All right, time now for a little look at some of our former players. We call them our Santander Legends of the Week. We were in California and had a chance to catch up with one who came from nowhere to help the Eagles at the wide receiver position. Our Santander Legend of the Week, wide receiver Hank Baskett. Hank, what do you remember about your days as an Eagle?
Oh, man, The thing I probably talk about the most is just the city. I mean, I still to this day say if there's another major city I'd live in, it would be Philly, because it was just blue-collar town, and everybody, just the diehard fans, whether you were McNabb, Westbrook, or, you know, the special teams captain, if they saw you work, everybody supported you. They just wanted guys out there giving it all, and the camaraderie of the locker room. I mean, I was blessed. I was actually talking with a fan the other day. They were saying, who's the toughest defense you went against? I was like, man, as a rookie, I came in and almost my entire defense was Pro Bowlers. And I was like, you know, you were already practicing against the best every day. So I was very blessed. I miss the guys. Stay in touch with a lot of them and still follow the team and loving what's going on right now. Definitely loving it.
How did your journey, undrafted player, to making it in the NFL, how did that kind of shape the rest of your life?
It just, you know, everyone always says when you're undrafted, like, the chances of making the team are very hard. You're already at a disadvantage, but I think it helps out because it's something my dad always instilled in me. It's a good, bad thing. He's like, don't ever quit. Don't ever quit anything. You start something, you finish it. If someone else, if you don't make the team, but you gave 100%, you make a tough decision on everybody involved. If you go out there and get 50%, you make the decision easier. So going from undrafted to making the team and being there as long as I did and having a five-year career is, I think it just started with, like, my back was against the wall. So it's either you lay or back on the ground. It's either you lay there or you pick yourself up. There's only one way to go, and it made me work a lot harder.
Hank, how do you follow the team now?
Oh, social media. I still call a bunch of the coaches, a bunch of the players. Catch as many games as I can. I'm by the red zone, so I can watch the Eagles games. And, you know, you got to stay in touch with it, because you leave the game, you understand that it's gone, but you still have ties to it. And I'm always going to bleed green. That's just me. And that was my first family in the NFL. I appreciate the other teams and the organizations that gave me the opportunity to play, but Philly just kept me around, and it became a second home.
How good is this team?
I must say, it's damn good, and I'm very excited the way things are going. I just told Mr. Lurie, as an outsider insider looking in, and I know my value or my word isn't, you know, meaningful in decisions, but when they hired Doug, I was very happy, because I remember when I was there, I think Doug was quality control, but he still spent so much extra time with everybody. If receivers, you wanted to run routes, he would throw to you. He was so involved. He bleeds green. And whether the season was going like it is now or if it was going different, I would have faith that he's going to turn things around. I've heard that the locker room atmosphere is back, like when Coach Reed was there. And that's what Philly's about. It's a bunch of guys that buy into the system, and I think Doug's got that going.
Thanks, Hank.
Anytime.
All right, that is Hank Basket. We wish him the best. Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Made a nice career out of himself.
Did.
For out of nothing.
What I remember about Hank Basket is he like wouldn't see him, and then he'd catch a 91-yard pass.
And then he married Kendra Wilkinson.
Well, we remember that part, too.
Yeah, and then he's a star in Hollywood. All right, what's ahead? Well, we know the Giants are ahead on Sunday. What's ahead for you? It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. We've got Brent Celek all mic'd up from Sunday's game against the Rams. Mike Quick joins me in studio, our first look at the New York Giants. And how about this? Nick Foles, Eagles starting quarterback, had a press conference today. He'll join me in studio tomorrow. We'll talk about Nick as he pilots this Eagles team down the stretch into the playoffs and hopefully all the way. That's our Santander. That's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment for you. We've got Santander done. Got Amoroso's done. Time now for some Mac now machinisms. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure.
Machinisms?
Yeah, it works.
What do you think here moving forward?
I think moving forward, I really like the fact that they're playing the New York Giants this week, to be honest with you, because the Giants are not a very good team. I also do believe in that theory that when a team loses its leader, its great player, it tends to respond with a very good game. So I love the Eagles this weekend against the Giants up at the Meadowlands. And, you know, that gives you 12 wins. And I think 12 wins, you get one more, 13 wins, I think really puts them in the seat to have home field, get a first-round bye, rest up, and then you move into the playoffs. I like that spot.
Crazy little twist and turn, isn't it,
yeah,
in December?
I know.
What do you think?
I'm keeping heart, and I think most fans are.
At what point will the fans emerge from this funk, this gut punch feeling?
With a win.
Yeah. All the way till Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And I think, listen, you lost the best player in the league, the most valuable player in the league, the guy who was the second-year star who, on the broadcast, is being compared to John Elway,
right,
to Ben Roethlisberger, right? they're still in very good shape, but when you lose that guy, I understand how the fans are going to be down for a little bit. A win, the fans will move ahead.
Jeff Hostetler, 1990.
Sure, it's happened.
His sixth season, third-round draft pick, right. Giants 11-2 at the time.
Yeah, it's happened. Doug Williams, I think, was a backup the year he ended up winning. It happens.
All right, we move into the Nick Foles era, however temporary it may be. Glenn Macnow, Dave Spadaro. I'm back on Wednesday with Mike Quick. Until then, we thank you for joining us on Eagles 360, and have yourselves a great Eagles day.